This is Long-Term Care Connections for July 15, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. WACO would like to congratulate Buena Vista Healthcare in Colville for receiving a Silver Quality Award from the American Healthcare Association, National Center for Assisted Living. The three-level quality award program from ACA NCAL evaluates long-term care organizations' capabilities against nationally recognized standards for excellence, making it one of the most comprehensive and cost-effective performance assessments available to providers. The Silver Award represents achievement in quality care and is an incredible accomplishment for any facility. WACA is proud and honored to represent member facilities like Buena Vista Healthcare. Keep up the amazing work. Assisted Living Facilities, remember that Residential Care Services will launch its community program pilots for investigation of facility-reported incidents this Friday, July 17. RCS has released a Dear Provider letter with further resources and information to help your facility navigate this update. Read the letter in full on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. The Washington Board of Nursing is collaborating with a doctor of nursing practice on a survey for employers of nurses. The purpose of this survey is to better understand the organizational, systematic, and other obstacles employers may encounter across Washington State. The insights gathered will help inform recommendations to improve employer support, nurse retention, and patient safety. WABN would greatly appreciate your participation by July 24, 2026. You can find more information and a link to the survey on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. The Department of Social and Health Services is hosting a summer webinar series beginning today, July 15, on the impacts of House Resolution 1 and the statewide implementation of new requirements therein. On July 4, 2025, the federal government passed House Resolution 1, also known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, an administration-backed funding package which brought sweeping cuts and changes to Medicaid and other entitlement programs which serve the most vulnerable in our state and will impact DSHS's administrative burden and available resources. The state has already begun to feel these impacts and respond accordingly. Find a link to the webinar or to the new DSHS portal with resources to help you understand the impact of HR 1 on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. The Government Accountability Office recently published a long-anticipated report examining federal spending associated with services delivered in assisted living settings. Our partners at Argentum have issued a response asserting their fundamental disagreement with the findings of this report. Please visit this week's issue of LTC Connections online for complete details on this development, including links to the GAO report and Argentum's draft white paper which counters the report's findings. In this week's grassroots update, the WACA PAC Fall Golf Invitational is back. Join us Monday, September 14th in Spokane for this annual event as part of WACA's Fall Conference. Long-term care experts, leaders, and business members will hit the links for a day of fun, meaningful networking in support of WACA's Political Action Committee. We still have a variety of sponsorship opportunities available. Contact Aiden Swain at WACA.org or visit the Fall Conference page on WACA.org to learn more. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is now open for Fall Conference. Coming up September 14 to 16 at the historic Davenport in Spokane, this event brings together long-term care professionals from Washington and Idaho for professional development, networking, and community. WACA's signature specialty trainings are back. These intensive webinars prepare administrators or their designees to qualify as a facility-based trainer in the specialty topics of dementia or mental health. Join us September 2nd and 3rd for the dementia session, and September 9th and 10th for mental health. Register now for the LEAD Assisted Living Executive Training Program. This multi-day virtual workshop, held September 29th through October 8th, helps assisted living administrators at every level, and those who aspire to be, to gain proficiency and develop their skills with confidence, capability, and efficiency. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.